This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us what benefit us from what He taught us and increase us in knowledge. Ameen, Ya Rabbi Alameen. Please, the brothers in the back, please, just if you can keep it down. Today, inshallah ta'ala, in the first session, we discussed Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, radiallahu anhu ardah. Last week, we discussed Sufyan al-Thawri. And by the way, alhamdulillah, good news. A brother who was blessed with a baby last week, he named his son Sufyan, after Sufyan al-Thawri. Alhamdulillah. Which is great, inshallah. May Allah make him like Sufyan, inshallah. Today we decided to introduce a woman to show that our legends and our heroes are not only men. We also have women that made our history very prosperous. We all know that the first Muslim is a woman. The first person who prayed behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a woman. And the first shahida, the first shaheed in Islam is a woman, subhanallah. So today's legend, if somebody can close the doors please, because the brothers are talking right there. Today is a sahabiya, a companion. Her name is Nusaybah bint Ka'b. Nusaybah bint Ka'b. And her nickname is, anybody knows? Ummu Umara. Ummu Umara, radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she had two sons, Habib and Abdullah. Habib and Abdullah from the first marriage. And her husband, his name is Ghaziyya bin Amru. Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, he said about her, Ummu Umara witnessed the pledge of Aqaba. She witnessed the pledge of allegiance, the second pledge of Aqaba. She participated in the battles of Uhud, Khaybar, and also witnessed the Fath of Mecca, and she participated with the battle of Yarmouk on the days of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wa arda. Ummu Umara is telling the story of what happened in the Hudaybiyah when they did the pledge to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We all know the story. First small group came, then after that 73 men came and two women. One of those women was Ummu Umara, Nusaybah bint Ka'b. Aqaba, afwan, al-Aqaba. Half al-Aqaba. When they came, she's telling the story after everybody gave the bay'ah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After everybody gave the bay'ah, they told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have two women with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, I take their pledge in the same way I took your pledge, but I do not shake hands with women. I take the same pledge with them, but I do not shake hands with women. This is, Ya Akhwan, the first lesson from the story. And I know this is a very sensitive issue for all our brothers, the doctors, the IT guys, in the business. They are faced on a daily basis of shaking hands with the opposite gender. But some people said, oh, this is only for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the other hadith in At-Tabarani, قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, if one of you were to be struck in his head with an iron needle, it would be better for him than if he were to touch a woman he's not allowed to. It's better for you to be hit with a needle on your head than to shake hands or touch a woman that is not your mahram. So this is a general rule for all Muslims. Now, we sometimes are in a tough situation, and some people say, but your brother, ana albi abyad, I have a clean heart. Well, your heart is not cleaner than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he did not shake the hand. So it is a very simple choice. Either I upset Allah or I upset the woman in front of me. And wallahi, the choice is easy. You could say it in a very respectful, you don't have to be rude, very respectful way. There's nothing personal. This is my deen. As a matter of fact, every time I try it, we get more respect. You get more respect. Now, keep in mind, you're doing it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're doing it for the sake of Allah. And some ibadat are a little bit hard. But at the end of the day, my main goal is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sheikh Yusuf Estes, he came up with a answer. He said when a non-mahram woman put her hand out to shake my hand, I tell her, I only shake hands with two kinds of women. Either a little girl that she's less than 9 years old, or a very, very old, ugly woman. And you are neither one of them. So in a joke way, it will pass. A lot of brothers say, I'm sick, you know, this and that. Whatever it takes, but it's better always to tell the excuse of the deen. Because this is the truth. You are not hiding anything. This is not your deen. This is not something that you made up. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. And it's the ultimate truth. And it's the best thing for me, whether I know it or not. Now, Nusayba radiallahu anha wa ardaha, she was from the people from the Ansar who were waiting for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to arrive to Medina. And she was very happy with his arrival. Years passed by, and then the Battle of Uhud took place. We all know the details of the battle, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assigned the 50 archers and told them not to move. No matter what happens, don't move. We all know the story. And then when Khalid bin Walid saw that moment and took advantage of it, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Ummu Umara is narrating the story, she said, the people have left Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam alone until he was surrounded by only 10 people. Out of these 10 people, it was me, my husband, and my two sons. Yani 40% of the people covering Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the family of Ummu Umara. Subhanallah. And they were defending him fiercely because the people, khalas, they want to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They want to take advantage of that moment and kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he saw a man from the Sahaba running away. So he told him, if you want to run away, just give us your shield. Because Ummu Umara did not have a shield. So he threw his shield, Ummu Umara took the shield, subhanallah. She stood, she took the shield. With one hand, she's having a sword, and the other hand, she has the shield, and both, she's protecting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She risked her life to protect Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw her son Abdullah bleeding, a man came and hit with a sword her son, almost cut his arm. So when he saw him bleeding, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered Ummu Umara, go take care of your son's wounds. She went, subhanallah, look at the mother, ya akhwan. She went and she took care of his wounds and then she told him, rise up and continue fighting. Get up and continue fighting. Subhanallah. Hearing that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, وَمَنْ يُطِيق وَمَنْ يُطِيق مَا تُطِيقِينَ يَا أُمُّ عُمَارَ وَمَنْ يُطِيق مَا تُطِيقِينَ يَا أُمُّ عُمَارَ. Who can bear what you are bearing, Ya Umm Umara. You're going through all this and you see your son bleeding and you're still telling him to get up and fight and defend me. Allahu Akbar. Then another man came from the enemy. He said, I will not leave this battle until I kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he was wearing double armor. He hit Umm Umara a wound that took 1 year to heal. He said, show me Muhammad. May I not survive if he survives. Mus'ab bin Umair and Umm Umara, they came to defend Rasulullah ﷺ against this man. He is the man who killed Mus'ab. He killed Mus'ab. Mus'ab died in the battle of Uhud. And she continued fighting fiercely. Then Rasulullah ﷺ, when he saw this whole family fighting around him, he said, may Allah bless this house. May Allah bless this household. May Allah give barakah to this household of Umm Umayra. May Allah be merciful toward them. Can you imagine Rasulullah ﷺ in such a situation making dua for you? So Umm Umayra took advantage of that moment. Subhanallah, in the battlefield, and you could imagine what's going on, or we cannot even imagine what's going on. She turned around and she said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua that me and my family will be with you in Jannah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua that me and my family will be your companions in Jannah. Qala alayhi salatu wassalam, Allahumma ja'alhum rufaqai fil Jannah. Ya Allah, make them my companions in Jannah. Look at this beautiful dua from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to this great, great family. And Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam kept on saying in the battle of Uhud, he said, everywhere I turn left, I turn right on the day of Uhud, and all I see is Umm Umara fighting. She was better than Fulan and Fulan and Fulan. And he started naming some Sahaba, men. He used to say, she is better than so and so and so. Subhanallah, ya akhwan. She was a mujahida. She was very, very brave. مَلْتَفَتْتُ يَمِينًا وَلَا شِمَالًا إِلَّا وَأَنَا أَرَاهَا تُقَاتِلُ دُونِي. Everywhere I look, I saw Umm Umara fighting to defend me. Now, Umm Umara, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, died. And then after that, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa. And then at that time, Musaylam al-Kadhab, the one who claimed prophecy, he was spreading rumors and making up ayat that he is a prophet. So before Rasulullah ﷺ died, he sent Habib, who is the son of Umm Umara, to tell, Ya Musaylama, stop all this peacefully. So he went with another Sahabi. When they got there to Musaylama, Musaylama said to the first Sahabi, who is Muhammad? He said, Rasulullah. He said, how about me? He said, you are not. He said, who's Muhammad? He said, Rasulullah. How about me? When he saw that they're going to kill him, he said, you are Rasulullah too. So he let him go. Now we came to Habib. He said, who's Muhammad? He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, who am I? He said, I can't hear you. He said, who's Muhammad? He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, how about me? He said, what? I can't hear you. So every time he said, I can't hear you, he started cutting a piece of his body until he killed him into pieces. He died, Habib, the son of Umm Umara, died as a shaheed, subhanallah. He could have been excused, like Allah said in the Quran, that his heart is safe. He knows that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he could have saved himself. But he took the upper level, subhanallah. So what did Umm Umara, his mother, say when she found out what happened? She said, it was for such a situation that I prepared him. This is why I raised him for. Oh, mothers, Ya Allah, where are these women, Ya Akhwan? She said, this is what I prepared him for. So her first son died. Then the battle of Yarmouk came, the battle of Yamama came on the time of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, also against Musaylama. She went and she fought. She had 11 wounds in her body and her hand, her wrist from here, all this is cut off in the battle. And she said, Wallahi, I did not care about all this when I heard that my son, Abdullah, killed Musaylama. Whoever killed Musaylama were two people. Wahshi, he said, with this sword, I killed the best man and I killed the worst man. Who's the best man? Hamza. He said, with this sword, I killed the best man and the worst man. And when he was killing him, Abdullah came and helped him finish Musaylama. So this whole family was blessed. Subhanallah. All of them died as shuhada. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa made dua for them to be his companions in Jannah. And we are still remembering them till this day and till the day of judgment because of her bravery and her courage and her love to this deen and defending this deen with everything that she has. So Umm Umara died the year 13 after Hijrah in the Khilafah of Umar radiallahu anhu wa arda. So I guess the next person who had a baby girl, we have a name for you. Nusayba. You can name your daughter Nusayba. Such a beautiful name. And as a matter of fact, when I was growing up, that name was very popular, but in the age of my mother, then it disappeared now completely. But in the people who are now in their 60s, 70s, that name was very popular in the Arab world. But now you hardly hear it. But subhanAllah, if you want to remember this character on a daily basis, inshaAllah ta'ala, that's an option of a beautiful name to name our daughters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring from our generations and our ummah somebody like Umm Umara. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with this kind of people on the day of judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase us in iman. Jazakumullah khair wa barakallahu feekum. We'll see you Monday with an ayah and a tafsir. And we'll see you next Thursday, inshallah ta'ala, with another hero. Please try to attend Fajr. Fajr is at 5:45 tomorrow morning. And it's the most beloved salat to Allah. Is salat al-jum'ah in jama'ah. Salat al-fajr. أو في جمعة إن جماعة بارك الله فيكم سبحانك اللهم بحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك